Good morning, Astro Consciousness members. I am so happy to be here today with you. Happy Monday. I am here to give you your astro forecast for the week of September 13th to September 19th. So we start the week off with 1 week after the new moon in Virgo of September 6th. This new moon is incredibly empowering. It is asking us to step into our power of commitment to ourselves, to work towards the things that we want, to work towards the person that we know we are, working diligently, committed, but more importantly, one step at a time. One of the things with Virgo energy is that it can lead us to analysis paralysis in this idea that we have to take on an entire project or an entire idea all at once rather than breaking it up into small pieces. Now, this can have to do with a job, a project, but more often than not, this has to do with an overtaking of something that we're experiencing inside. A lot of times, for instance, boundaries require that we take certain situations one day at a time. If you're being confronted with a situation in which your boundaries are being crossed or pushed, how can in that moment you pause, breathe, and simply say no, and then continue on with your day? Virgo reminds us that it's important to stop and look exactly at what's in front of us so that we know what we need to take care of. And look, this week is a further extension of that. This is a beautiful week in which we can continue to work on the intentions that we set with that new moon in Virgo. The sun in Virgo is heavily aspected in a really beautiful way the whole week. And it is the week of empowerment, okay? The sense of empowerment, the sense of taking responsibility in a very earthy Virgo type of way is exactly what we need in order for us to begin building this part of our lives that is so new, okay? So I want you to picture a triangle. At the top of the triangle, I want you to picture the sun in Virgo in opposition to Neptune in Pisces. On another corner, if you want the lower left-hand corner of that triangle, I want you to picture the sun in Virgo trine Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. And I'm going to explain what all of this means. In the bottom right-hand corner, I want you to picture the sun in Virgo trining Uranus retrograde in Taurus. So these are all of the aspects that the current sun in Virgo is having this week to all of these outer planets. So let's break it down. The sun in opposition to Neptune retrograde in Pisces, which is going to perfect on Tuesday, September 14th, on the one hand, gives us incredible opportunity to make imagination real. So for any creatives, for any artists, for any employee, anyone really, anything that you have been imagining that you want to bring to fruition, this is the week in which you want to get that started. It doesn't mean that you're going to go from idea to full fruition in a week. I mean, I wish, but it does mean that it's the perfect time to take advantage of it. This is also a really great time to come back to self, to come back to body, and kind of mesh in and balance this idea of body and spirit, connecting with spirit, connecting with source, connecting with something greater is a really beautiful energy that is available to us this entire week. Neptune in Pisces, especially the sign that it rules, is the energy of the ethereal, of connectedness to everything, of boundlessness, right? But 180 degrees across from that is the sun in Virgo, which reminds us that we are in this teeter-totter between being human in this very real world in which we adult, which is the sun in Virgo, but not to remember that we are spirits having a human experience, which Neptune retrograde in Pisces reminds us of, okay? beautiful energy to get in touch with that, to remind ourselves of the spiritual magic that we carry within. And look, I don't say that lightly, and I don't say that because it sounds pretty. I say it because it's real. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And when we can really tap into that and remind ourselves of that time and time again, and have practices like meditation or yoga or simply intentionally breathing, we can listen to that voice inside, the one that comes from the heart, that reminds us that that is our source, that is our base, and that everything in our reality, while it may be beautiful and wonderful, is still secondary. Okay. Now, that same sun in opposition to Neptune retrograde in Pisces can also lead us to self-deceit and lies. Okay. So if you know that this week you are supposed to be taking certain steps towards something that you promised yourself that you would, very silly example, but just so that you get the point. This week you promised yourself that you would work out once a day for 20 minutes a day, that you were just going to break a sweat 20 minutes every single day, Monday through Friday. And all of a sudden, the thoughts, perhaps a little bit of the laziness start to come in. Perhaps you become overwhelmed with a lot of Virgo tasks and you can't seem to get in 20 minutes to break that sweat. Look, I am not saying that you need to exhaust yourself. If you have a lot of things to do, then you have a lot of things to do. But here's what I'm saying. Virgo energy is reminding us the power of discernment. We need to discern what really deserves our time, energy, and effort. And anything that genuinely doesn't is superfluous. So if moving your body is important to you, if breaking a sweat to release toxins is important to you, and you promise yourself that there are other things that you are allowed to say no to because of this one promise that you made to yourself, the sun in opposition to Neptune can have us second guessing or simply falling into the space of victimhood. Now, again, it's a silly example, but it's so that you understand the energy that is available, which we may be privy to if we're not mindful and intentional. So now we go to the lower left-hand corner of that triangle, right? In which the sun is trining Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. These are two earth signs, the sun in Virgo, earth, Pluto retrograde in Capricorn, earth. The sun in Virgo says, how do you show up to yourself little by little to keep the promises, to keep these promises to yourself? Pluto retrograde in Capricorn reminds us of our internal empowerment to keep those promises to ourselves. Look, 2020 was about this massive emphasis on Capricorn energy. That's what really destructed all of our foundations. The only planet that is left in the sign of Capricorn is Pluto, which is the planet of transformation, the cycle of death and rebirth. If that's the only planet that is currently left in that sign, after everything we've been through in the last, 20 months, it's still there to remind us that the internal work and the discovery of our internal empowerment by the destruction of certain foundations is not over yet. And that with Virgo energy, little by little, we can begin to rebuild and we can begin to get a sense of self from a different perspective within. I don't mean to lose you, but my point is that if we are at a point in which Virgo energy is supporting us and we're meant to be, again, discerning about what deserves our time, energy, and effort, then we have to dig within. We have to remember, how much have I changed in the last 20 months so that I can continue on that path? What has it cost me? What have I had to look at within me in the last 20 months in order to feel this sense of empowerment within? Look, Pluto retrograde in Capricorn reminds us that we're freaking badasses, okay? And we deserve it. We deserve to acknowledge that. Now, final and third corner of that triangle, the lower right-hand corner of that triangle, is the same sun in Virgo connecting via trine to that Uranus retrograde in Taurus. Uranus in Taurus is the further disruption of what was comfortable, is the disruption of our values, because our values over time have changed. What do we value now versus even 12 months ago? How do we value ourselves versus 20 months ago? If you notice, people are changing the way they relate, especially in romantic relationships. People are changing and leaving careers because now they value time with themselves, family, friends. They value time more than they do money. Value systems are changing. And the Sun in Virgo connected to that right now, especially this week, is what do you value? What is valuable to you now? What is worth, again, your time, energy, and effort? And how do you keep promises to yourself? How do you honor that which you now discovered is important to you versus 12 months ago? Look, all of this sounds amazing, and it is. It is. But it's a transformation. And transformations are not easy to go through. Transformations are difficult. We are essentially detaching from an identity that we had, from an identity that we were incredibly tied to rebuilding this identity. It's very ego-driven. But look, there is no path to transformation. There is no journey of transformation without ego. We need both spirit and ego in order to make that transformation real. And in order to make an impact on the world, it is through ego, it is through this persona, it is through this body, it is through this identity of Mildred as an astrologer and a mindfulness coach that I can express my spirit. So, with that said, Virgo energy is reminding us one step at a time, one task at a time, one promise at a time, because we are living in a time that we will never live through again. And we have the opportunity to be so much more intentional, okay? All right, so I wanted to give you the scope of the week, and I'm only on September 14th. Okay, September 15th, which is Wednesday, September 15th, the moon will be in Capricorn. Beautiful, beautiful day to be, again, diligent, responsible. Capricorn is about doing the work with the Sun in Virgo. Beautiful day too. If that's your errands day, run it. If that's the day that you want to have a serious conversation with someone, have it. Make sure that it's to the point, concise, and clear. Okay. The moon in Capricorn, here's what I'll say about that. The moon in Capricorn, on the one hand, can have us feeling a little depressed, a little dark. Capricorn energy is the sign of depression because it's ruled by Saturn, and Saturn is incredibly harsh. But when we can turn that around and remind ourselves, okay, I can fall into the space of just sadness, or I can, if I'm feeling that, I can hold space for that and I can seek help, so that I can continue honoring the promises that I've promised myself, okay? I'm not saying to ignore what you feel. Everything you feel is absolutely valid. But if you don't know how to hold space for it, find someone who can teach you or who can hold space for you. This isn't about going through this really incredible transformation on your own. It's about recognizing that this which we are building is more of a collaboration, okay? So on Thursday, September 16th, that's when the Sun in Virgo perfects the trine to that Pluto retrograde in Capricorn, which I spent a few minutes explaining. Now, on that same day, we're going to have the newly Mars entered in Libra, which, by the way, Mars enters Libra. Mars, the planet of action, Libra, the planet of deliberation, finding a balance, mediation. It enters Libra on September 14th and remains there till October 30th. On September 16th, that newly entered Mars in Libra is going to create a connection to the moon in Aquarius. This is, be mindful of reacting to something. Any connection between Mars and the moon can have us be very reactionary, incredibly emotional, but not in a quiet or meek way, kind of in an explosive way, very reactionary. Be mindful of when you drive, be mindful of who you interact with, of how you're interacting. Be mindful of your narrative, of how you're feeling. If you're feeling anxious, make sure you breathe. Again, don't predispose yourself, but be mindful of that energy on that day. On Friday, September 17th, we're going to have Venus in Scorpio square Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. Venus in Scorpio, Venus is the planet of desire, of that which we want, and also the planet of relationships. And Scorpio is wanting all of that with intensity times 100. A square to Saturn can do one of two things. On the one hand, it can make that intensity a committed intensity, an intensity in which we are able to hold space for the shadow of ourselves and for the shadow of others. This is very elevated energy. This is energy that really requires being intentional with ourselves, being willing to go through the journey of our shadows in a really compassionate way, regardless of what we see. The square to Saturn can just have us feel a little bit of tension, but still in a mature and clear way about it. There's a sense of detachment to the intensity between a connection, in a connection between Venus and Saturn, okay? This is not an easy aspect. And in the real world, in our very adult lives, it can manifest in us not knowing how to express the intensity that we feel within towards another. So we can tend to build walls and really amputate people from our lives rather than be curious about why we're having a particular intense interaction if that's the case. So, on the one hand, the capacity to hold space for my shadow and someone else's shadow and really being in that space, that's not an easy space to be in. It's not. And to hold that for myself and for another, if necessary, again, requires an elevated state of consciousness, which we are all capable of. The flip side to that is, again, we can build walls, but Venus and Scorpio can also lean towards possessiveness, ultimatums, backhanded actions. It can be pretty dark. It can be pretty sneaky. And a square to Saturn is not having any kind of remorse towards that action. Okay, so be mindful of that day. That energy kind of extends to Saturday, September 18th. And on September 18th, we're going to have the moon in Pisces. Okay, it's not the full moon in Pisces just yet, but the moon enters Pisces later on in the day. Now, on Sunday, September 19th, there's not much going on other than, again, the moon is in Pisces getting ready to be completely full by late Sunday or early Monday morning, depending on where you live. So it's an interesting week. It's a week that is also geared towards relationships. We have a lot of Libra, Virgo, and Scorpio energy. So Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio energy. Earth, air, water. There's a lot going on right there. The best way that we learn to implement life and the tools that we gather along the way is in relationship. Yes, with the relationship with ourselves, absolutely. But even that requires that we get an outside perspective sometimes from a professional, ideally, like a therapist or a coach. But through the relationship with other is when we begin to really see the shadow or projections or the love or the improvement, anything that we're experiencing at the time. There's a lot to balance this week. How do I honor my boundaries and my integrity? How do I exercise the tools that I've gathered along the way to relating with others? How do I take on building this new life little by little and not become overwhelmed? There are many layers to this week, and they're leading us towards clarity. If you find yourself overwhelmed, come back to self and ask, what is genuinely important to me right now? What brings me peace right now? Okay. Now, last but not least, if you haven't signed up already, I am having a workshop on Saturday, September 18th. It's called Looking Ahead, in which I am going to give you the overview of the rest of this year, which is really interesting, and a really broad overview of 2022. 2022 has the capacity to be a really magical year. And there's a lot of water energy that we're going to be working with, which is boundless energy, which we need to learn to work with. Okay. So if you haven't signed up for that, sign up, send me an email at info@astroconsciousness.com or send me a DM @astro_consciousness. Okay. Have an amazing week.